Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
I know this huge, I mean, I used to go to it every single year. I actually went a few years ago and I was invited along. This is the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS. We had a fantastic day. And it was the organisers, actually. And we were put and had lunch and everything. We were put to watch the Aga Khan Trophy, which was on. And you know who was down just a few tables away from me? Bruce bloody Springsteen. His daughter is big into the show jumping and all that. So he was down there mad altogether. But it was a great day. Fantastic. Aga Khan Trophy again today at the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS. It's been on for as long as we can all remember. And it brings back a lot of memories to a lot of people. And it's good. Daniel is there. Daniel, you love the horse show as well. I know you love Dublin. You love coming down from Donegal. But the horse show, you've been there, have you?
You're bringing back memories, yeah, Ian. How are you doing? And I love the old horse show, and I love the Aga Khan Trophy.
Yeah.
Ireland versus the rest of the world,
that's
all the
right,
other countries, and their different coloured jackets.
Yeah.
And I used to be obsessed with it as a child, Ian, at home. And at home, I'd recreate the Aga Khan Trophy in my sitting room in Donegal.
We had very little to be doing, didn't we, back in the day, like, you know?
We did, Ian, but we had our minds and we had the TV and the small TV, and my mammy would go mad.
Yeah.
I'd set up a show jumping course in the sitting room, and I'd tear
room.
The house apart, building makeshift fences out of chairs and sofas.
Yeah.
And then I'd jump over them myself.
Right.
And I'd try to get a clear round.
Yeah.
And I'd do my own commentary on myself.
Okay.
I'd be there, here's Eddie Macken now on Boomerang. Then it became Carol's Boomerang, if you remember, because they were sponsored by the cigarettes. And I'd even get a basin of water from the kitchen. And I'd put it in front of the sofa to make a water jump for myself.
Oh, my God almighty. Mm. And would you be the jockey now on one of the horses on Boomerang?
Well, I'd be the jockey and the horsey. And I'd sort of be riding myself around the sitting room, making all the sort of noises and everything.
Yeah,
like,
that's fascinating. What was your man's name?
All that sort of stuff.
What was your man's name, the fellow who used to do the commentary? Brian? Brian, yes.
Brian. He had a beard.
Yes, that's right. McSherry, was it?
Brian McSherry was the man. And then they had Paul Dara. And they had, I remember I was fascinated because they seemed to have the army in there as well. They had Captain Con Power.
That's right, yes.
And they'd sort of be good. This is a military thing, jumping over. And then they had the Puissance, which was sort of the wall.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to make the wall at home in the living room.
I'd say this one. Put a few books on top of each other. Anyway, fascinating stuff. This is bringing back a lot of memories. Christy Moore is on there. So Christy, you used to reenact the horse show as well, I believe.
I have the same experience as Daniel, and I think a lot of people did. Back then, as children, you used your imagination.
You did.
So I did the same as Daniel, but my horse, which was to say myself, was a bit lazy.
Right.
So I would also hit myself as the horse.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, I'd give myself a right baiting, and I'd sort of close my eyes, and I'd sort of self-flagellate myself.
Oh, right, okay.
I used to bait myself with the stick from the Bowron, and with my eyes closed, and to get me to jump over the fences, but it was great because it was happy days, Ian.
Happy days, absolutely. And Ray Darcy as well. Hi, Ray, how's it going?
How are you?
Very good. So
good. Horse, I used to ride myself as well in Kildare.
Right, okay.
Yeah. My horse was different though, because my horse did refusals. Do you remember refusals?
Yes. Where the horse
would refuse to, you know, jump over the fence. I'd go right up to the fence and then suddenly refuse. So I would have to jump like it was amazing. Why I would refuse, I don't know.
Exactly,
maybe that's because why I studied psychology in Trinity, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I would circle around, and then I would refuse to jump the fence.
Yeah.
So
would you say it's just not working?
It's just not working, and I didn't have a clear round till 1982.
Ian Dempsey
playing the music you love.